وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم و رحمت الله. This is your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio, and this is Hussein Latifi. We talk in this program about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and how different verses of the Holy Quran talk about different dimensions and different sides and aspects of this being, human being. And we ended up talking about that the human being has a soul and a body, and then we talked about different dimensions of the soul, and the soul has the intellect, has the heart, and Quran attributes different functions and different qualities and modes to the heart of a human being. In the last episode, we talked about how human heart will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولَ. On the Day of Judgment, the fu'ad, which means the heart, will be held accountable for the functions, for the things that it did, the ideas, the feelings, the things. And this has been referred to in our jurisprudence as الْأَفْعَالُ الْجَوَانِحِيَّةِ, the acts that are not carried out by outer limbs, but rather they are carried out in the heart. Some of them, they have practical consequences, and people are held accountable for that. For example, إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ. We have that in one of the verses of the Holy Quran, that sometimes negative thinking about others, some instances of that are counted as sin, and we should stop that. So, as the heart has different functions and also will be responsible for that, we have in another verse that there is a test for the heart. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people in different ways, and He also tests the hearts of people. Now we recite the verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم صدق الله العلي العظيم. So the verse says, basically it talks about proper etiquette in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When believers, Muslims, they are in the presence of the Prophet, they have to be careful not to raise their voice. Now this is important, how Quran cares and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about details of the practices. Of sometimes we think that, okay, as long as we are doing our duties, like plain and simple, and then the rest is okay, we can just neglect that. But Quran says no, there are always better ways to perfect our manners. The manners is very important. Etiquette, social etiquette is very important. Al-adab in Islam. So one particular example of this is the etiquette in the presence of the Prophet, so that you know whom you're talking to, in the presence of whom you are, you stand or sit, so that you mind your behavior, you mind the way you talk. And one of them was to غَضُّ غَضُّ الصَّوْتِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ, those who lower their voice in the presence of Rasulullah, عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, they are the ones, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, they are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their heart للتقوى. This is very important. Now we have a taqwa that is for the limbs. Apparently you see a person, yes, it's good, and actually it's very good that apparently he maintains the the orders of the religion, practical laws of Islam, observes halal and haram prohibitions and obligations. But then there is that inner layer of a person that should be observant of the laws and practical orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to the second segment of your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. So in the first segment of the program, we talked about how important it is to have taqwa, piety, and observance of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, observance of the prohibitions and the duties that we have at the level of the heart, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests some people at that level. You see how beautifully this verse explains that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. This is an apparent outward behavior. So Quran says this outward behavior, this apparent behavior, it's something that you can see and you can you encounter in the external world. This behavior is an indication of something. Indication of what? Indication of a taqwa in an inner layer of the soul. اِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. They're the ones whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested for taqwa, for piety. And they have passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. They will have forgiveness. أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Big reward, a great reward they have. And we have a similar one. The relationship, a similar verse, relationship between the outward external behavior and the inward internal attitude that is there. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذَّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And this is very important. Inshallah, maybe we dedicate one other episode to this topic as well. Because some of us, we are in the habit of drawing a line between the external behavior and the internal faith. And for us, we say, okay, it's enough to have the internal faith. It doesn't matter if I fall short at the level of my external behavior. And or another person, they say, for example, it's enough, it's sufficient to have faith in the heart. And the faith is in the heart. Do not judge people or do not judge yourself. I'm not saying that jumping to judgment is correct. No, it's wrong. No. But I mean sometimes evaluation that we make of ourselves. Let's now limit it to ourselves. Evaluation that we make, we should not fool ourselves. The external behavior is an indication of the internal attitude and internal belief. Quran says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذَّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. Those who respect شعائر الله, the signs of Allah, the apparent external signs of Allah. This is where Quran talks about Hajj, that in the Safa wal Marwa min شعائر الله, there are different things that are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, those who respect these signs, it originates from taqwa al-qulub, from the piety, the observance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts that they have. So how beautiful it is, and in the other verse also we had it, that the external behavior, يَقُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our behavior and our internal belief in accordance with each other. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى
Sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala